the hidden danger behind hand numbness, and how to protect your nerves. A tingling hand might seem harmless, something you shake off after a long day of typing or sleeping in the wrong position. However, for people with diabetes, that subtle numbness can be the first quiet alarm of peripheral neuropathy, a condition that can lead to muscle wasting, mobility loss, and long-term disability if ignored. Recognizing the early signs and incorporating targeted rehabilitation exercises can play an important role in protecting nerve function and slowing further damage. Why hand numbness matters more than you think. Peripheral neuropathy refers to damage in the nerves outside the brain and spinal cord, and it most commonly affects the hands and feet. For people with diabetes, it is one of the most widespread complications. A review published in April shows that at least half of all people with diabetes will eventually develop diabetic neuropathy. The nervous system has two major branches: central nervous system, the brain and spinal cord. Peripheral nervous system, all nerves running to the limbs and organs. High blood sugar can cause microvascular damage, harm to the small blood vessels, Dr. Annie Wu, an attending neurologist at New York Presbyterian Queens Hospital, noted on NTD's Health 1+1 program. NTD is a sister outlet of the Epoch Times. When these vessels are damaged, the nerves lose access to adequate vital nutrients and oxygen, leading to nerve dysfunction. Longer nerves tend to be affected earlier, which is why symptoms usually begin in the feet and toes before moving up to the legs and hands. A warning sign you can't ignore. Wu shared the case of a 74-year-old patient who had lived with diabetes for more than a decade. Neuropathy had caused his hand muscles to atrophy. In a healthy person, the thenar eminence, the muscle pad beneath the thumb, appears raised and full, but in his case, it had become sunken, leaving his hand weak and numb. Treatment becomes far more difficult once nerve damage progresses to a severe stage, Wu said. She noted that people should seek medical attention as soon as hand numbness appears to prevent further nerve deterioration and, in some cases, allow for partial recovery. Carpal tunnel syndrome, a common culprit. One common cause of hand numbness is compression of the median nerve at the wrist, a condition known as carpal tunnel syndrome. A 2016 systematic review found that people with diabetes are more likely to develop this condition. Wearing a wrist brace with a metal splint during sleep can help relieve symptoms. The splint should rest at the center of the wrist and does not need to be fastened tightly, Wu noted. The goal is to keep the wrist from bending at night, allowing the injured nerve to rest and recover. Simple hand exercises to support nerve health. Wu recommends two simple exercises for people experiencing hand numbness. These movements can help strengthen the thumb muscles, protect the hand's nerves, and may improve mild peripheral neuropathy. Grip ball exercise: place a soft, elastic ball in your palm and squeeze it repeatedly. This exercise strengthens the thumb muscles and can help manage muscle atrophy caused by neuropathy. Wrist stretch: make a fist, then fully open your hand and gently bend your wrist backward. This exercise helps stretch the nerves and reduce pressure on the median nerve. Diagnosis and treatment of neuropathy. When assessing neuropathy, clinicians test a patient's sensitivity to pinprick, light touch, and temperature. They may also use a mild electrical current to stimulate the nerves and analyze the resulting waveforms to determine the presence and severity of nerve damage. For peripheral neuropathy caused by diabetes, Wu noted that blood sugar control is the top priority. When necessary, nerve-related medications may be used along with regular rehabilitation exercises. In cases of severe or acute nerve compression, surgery is often recommended to relieve pressure on the nerve, followed by rehabilitation. Surgical options include both traditional open surgery and newer minimally invasive procedures, Wu said. Traditional carpal tunnel surgery involves making a small incision to release the compressed median nerve. Although the procedure itself is minor, recovery can take time. Patients may be unable to use the affected hand normally for about a month and typically require prolonged rehabilitation. Newer minimally invasive procedures, performed under ultrasound guidance and assisted by artificial intelligence, require only a roughly 4 mm incision. Their key advantage is a much shorter recovery period. Most patients can use their hand again within 3 days to 1 week. Recognizing symptoms of diabetic neuropathy. In people with diabetes, peripheral neuropathy often begins in the feet. The following symptoms may indicate neuropathy and should not be overlooked. Unusual sensations, numbness, tingling, pins and needle sensations, or electric shock-like feelings in the feet. Balance problems, poor balance due to reduced sensation in the feet, which can lead to unsteady walking and increase the risk of falls, injuries, and infections. Deformities, diabetic foot deformities are common, but hands can also be affected, such as bending of the ring and little fingers, which often suggests involvement of the ulnar nerve. Wu also noted that patients with peripheral neuropathy are at higher risk of falling and should take precautions. When going outdoors, it is best to use a cane, particularly a four-pronged cane, which offers greater stability. Beyond the extremities. Diabetes-related neuropathy can also present with other symptoms, including autonomic neuropathy, which affects automatic functions such as heart rate, gastrointestinal motility, and bladder and bowel function. Possible symptoms include irregular heartbeat, gastrointestinal issues, such as constipation or frequent diarrhea, a brief feeling of lightheadedness when standing up suddenly from a lying or seated position, abnormal sweating, either excessive sweating or the absence of sweating. Wu also described another type of neuropathy known as small fiber neuropathy, in which the symptoms include a persistent burning sensation on the soles of the feet. Diabetes can lead to several different types of neuropathy, and a thorough evaluation by a specialist is needed for an accurate diagnosis. In addition to diabetes, other causes of peripheral nerve damage include chemotherapy-related nerve injury, neuropathy from lead poisoning, and neuropathy associated with conditions such as lupus, an autoimmune disease in which the body attacks healthy tissues and organs. Hand numbness is easy to overlook, but for people with diabetes, it may be the body's early cry for help. Recognizing symptoms promptly, and pairing good blood sugar control, targeted exercises, and early medical evaluation can protect nerve function and preserve mobility for years to come. Small daily actions truly can make the difference between progression and protection.